something is sudden, if you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony, please call us on +234 188 834 34 or +234 802 332 4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovell360.com. This message is titled An Excerpt on Laughter.
Hallelujah. Some of you don't laugh until you're watching a funny program on television. No. There is the laughter of God. Turn to Psalm 126. Let me show you. Turn to Psalm 126 from verse 1. 1, 2, go. No. Read that again. Then was our mouth what? And what? Okay, most of the time, we only know about our tongue being filled with singing. How come we left the first one? The first part was a laughter. You don't laugh because something is funny. Glory to God. It's the anointing of victory. The anointing of victory makes you laugh. He said, then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. Why? Because they found out, they saw us laughing and singing. They took knowledge that God had done great things for us because they saw us laughing and singing. Laughing and singing. I said what? Laughing and singing. Yeah. Laughing and singing. Laughing and singing. Somebody said, what if you don't feel like laughing? It's got nothing to do with feeling. You just go, ha, 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 ha. Glory to God. Woo! Hey! That is the note of victory. The Lord had done great things. Why? Because he turned again our captivity. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, in our tongue with singing. So before the singing comes the laughter. Woo-hoo, glory to God. Yeah. Hold on. Just a moment. There are some of you, you haven't cut it yet. He didn't say he filled our mouth with smiling. I said laughter. Laughter comes from the inside, brother. Yeah. It's happening there, right? Yeah, glory to God. Woo! Is it happening over there? Oh, glory to God tonight.
my. Whoa, 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 whoa. Ay, 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 ay. Hey, somebody.
Turn into your Bible. Hallelujah. Glory. You know, a lot of people thought that when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, then you come like this. They think you can't laugh when you're filled with the Holy Ghost. Because if you laugh, the anointing will go away. Let me tell you, more miracles happen when you are happy. And when you show it that you are happy. If you have not known how to laugh, go and practice it. Watch this now. Thing going through me. Mama! Let me show this to you. Somebody said, if I laugh like this, you may be thinking if you laugh like this in your church, everybody, don't go away. No, no.
Hallelujah.
This message is titled, An Excerpt on Laughter. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234 188 8334 or +234 802 332 4188, or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovel360.com.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
Do you want your music to go viral? Are you looking at promoting your business and don't know how? Or are you just looking for a way to be heard in the media space? Then look no further. We at Love Old Radio guarantee you the right exposure you need. From music to business promotions, jingle productions to event coverage, all you need to do is name it, and we got it, because no one does it better like we do. Because when we do, we bring our A-game at pocket-friendly rates. Absolutely amazing. For more details, please contact +234 812 344 5783 or send an email to loveoldradio123@gmail.com. You could also reach us on social media, Instagram, loveoldradio_radio, Facebook at loveoldradio, Twitter at loveoldradio. Hurry now. The Love Old Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
As the trumpets sound, the dead in Christ will rise.
It's close, my brother, my sister, it's close. The Bible says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. The first trumpet sounds, and the dead in Christ will come out of the grave. At the sound of the second trump, those of us who are alive and remain will ascend. The Bible says we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That second trump is called the last trump. It's not going to be too long from now. Why? Because the world is preparing for all the things that are supposed to happen after the rapture. That's what's going on. And let me tell you, the world will not be the same. The world is going to be in a terrible situation. According to the Bible, the first 3.5 years after the rapture of the church will be so hard and difficult. Men's lives will be so difficult. And they will persecute Christians who will be left behind. Think, if while we're here in this world, they're trying to stop you from going to church, what will they do if those who were praying are no longer here? Don't plan to be here. Serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. He has given us examples. Enoch was taken away from this world alive. We are going to be taken away from this world alive. Live your life for Jesus Christ. If you don't know how to do it, ask him to show you. Say, Lord, I want to live for you. Who will save your life from hell? Only Jesus is the only one who already did what needed to be done to save you. Live your life for him.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony, please call us on +234 188 834 34 or +234 802 332 4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveall360.com. This is the continuation of the message, an excerpt on laughter.
Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit in your life shouldn't be what you have to remember. It should become so natural with you to walk with the Holy Spirit in your life. Hallelujah. All right, Romans chapter 14 and verse number 17. Read it for me. 1, 2, go. Again. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but what? Righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Look at it again. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. How many times do you actually express joy? Some people only express joy when something nice has happened with them. In fact, they're so used to such a life that if they saw someone rejoicing, they would say, what happened? Because something has to happen for them to be happy. They say, what happened? And if you say, something, I'm happening, they'll think you're stupid. Because they think something has to happen for you to be joyful. But the kingdom of God is joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy is expressed. There are three major ways, three major things that express joy. Number one is what? Singing. Number two is what? Shouting. Number three is what? Dancing. You know that someone's joyful because the person is singing joyfully. You know he's joyful because he's shouting with the voice of what? Triumph. You know he's joyful because he's dancing like somebody that actually won something. That's joy. You cannot say the man is joyful when he's quiet. No, joy is expressed. Just looking at you smiling doesn't mean you're joyful. No, no, no. A smile does not express joy. That's not joy. No, that's not joy. Laughter is an expression of joy. Laughter. But not the kind of laughter like this. Glory to God. Woo! That's a shout, you see. But you see, not many people are comfortable with that. They don't like it.
When you do that, they look at you like, Even in church, you can't be so comfortable to shout because the guy next to you is going to be nudging you like, come on, behave yourself. We're in church, behave yourself. But the kingdom of God is what? Righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Somebody said, if I laugh like this, you may be thinking if you laugh like this in your church, everybody, don't go away. No, no. Let me read to you now. You ready? From verse 17, Romans chapter 14. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy. You see, most of the church has stayed in righteousness and peace. That's all they have preached. They have never understood joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy that is not expressed is not joy. Until it is expressed, it is not joy. How do you know that people are joyful? There's laughter. There's shouting. Those are the two things that characterize joy. Laughter, shouting, then dancing. These are the things that characterize joy. He says the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy in the Holy Ghost. So when you preach righteousness in church, everybody, yeah. Then you preach peace. What about joy in the Holy Ghost? That's being filled with the Spirit. This is the kingdom of God. That's what he said. This is the kingdom of God. Since the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but that means the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And that he that in these things serveth, look at it, let's look at it. Verse 18, for he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. So don't think that if you do this in church, people will run away. God is wiser than human beings. He's telling you if there's joy in your church, more people will come. That's what it's telling. It's there. You see it? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Refuse to be that. If that's the way you used to be, you have changed. There's a metamorphosis. There's a transfiguration. If you used to be very quiet behind the pulpit, you know, you stand there from the beginning of the sermon till the end. You know, just stay. Then every time you step out a little, stay. Kaya! Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me. And mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ,
the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled, Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony, please call us on +234-188-834-34 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovel360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony, please call us on +234-188-834-34 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovel360.com.
This message is titled, An Excerpt on Laughter. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.lovelradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-834-34 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovel360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.